Hue to her face. The sunlight brought out the watered silk gloss of her black hair. Her eyes were softly dark, but it was her ears Father Cassidy suddenly bent to look. Emily had a moment of agonized wonder if they were clean.
"She's got pointed ears," said Father Cassidy in a thrilling whisper. "Pointed ears?"
That's from a new audiobook of the 1923 children's novel Emily of New Moon by Lucy Maud Montgomery. It's produced by the Chatham-based company Voices in the Wind Audio Theater. And for its narrator, the story bears some relation to perhaps what might be her most famous role. Emily of New Moon is narrated by Megan Follows, the renowned actor and director who first rose to fame as the star of the CBC series Anne of Green Gables, which still remains the highest rated Canadian drama series in history. And Megan Follows is on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for joining us. It's great to have you on the show today.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
So what attracted you to this project?
It had been a long time since I'd done audio recordings, audio books, and it seemed I just kind of wanted to explore it and go back into that world. It was a sort of a fun revisiting of the author and to hear her language again, just sort of be transported to that time and place. Even though obviously a different series with Emily of the New Moon books, but still obviously so strongly the voice of Lucy Maud Montgomery, who I'm a fan of. So it was a fun opportunity to just sit in the booth and talk.
And could you briefly just explain a bit more about the story? What's it about?
Well, Emily of New Moon is about a young woman in the beginning. Her father is very ill. He's dying. And she is going to have to go and live with relatives. And like a lot of Lucy Maud's stories, you know, about children that are kind of thrust into a world that can at times be very unforgiving and very judgmental, and that they are have to become huge advocates for themselves and find their voice and their place in the world. Mm. So Emily is that journey.
So the press release is obviously quick to make similarities between Emily and Anne of Green Gables, but how do you compare the two characters?
It's interesting. I think, you know, they were written at a little bit of a different time. I think that Emily, in a way, maybe is a bit truer to some of the rougher challenges that Lucy Maud herself may have faced, even though she was orphaned as a young woman. Her mother died when she was very young, and then her father went out west, and she was left in the care of her grandparents. So what you experience is that the adults are quite unforgiving at times in Emily of New Moon, which I think is really beautifully written. They are very tough people, strong, strong-willed, tough people, and so it's beautifully written. It's not always a friendly, warm place for this young woman. Yeah. Mm.
And, you know, I think about, you know, the creative challenge of this particular kind of work. I mean, having only your voice to tell the story, but also, I mean, and maybe I read this wrong, but from what I understand, this turned out to be 6.5 hours worth of material that you had to read.
Oh, yeah, it's dense. I mean, and what's really funny too is, I mean, she writes a lot of characters, Lucy Maud. She's very, very strong and fluid with dialogue. So all of a sudden, you know, we think of Lucy Maud and we understand her incredible sort of descriptive ability, but she really gets into characterization. And people, so all of a sudden there's father this and that, and then there's Uncle Jim, and then there's da-da-da, and then there's aunt this and that, and then they're all sitting around a table. And then you're going, oh my God, Jesus, I've got 16 people around a table, and I got to find somewhat of a voice that's separate from all of them. And they're just having this great dialogue, these conversations. So she was really... her work is very evocative. She really brings people to life.
Wow. What was that like for you creatively? Because obviously you didn't have, you know, the energy of other actors to bounce off of.
Well, I guess it was kind of perfect given the world that we were all living in at the time. We were in COVID. We were just, this recording studio had just sort of opened up. This is back in the winter. So literally it was going from sort of the isolation of one space into a recording studio booth all sanitized down in this kind of cocoon-like world. And so in a way, the true beauty of the literature is that I got to be transported to outside of my circumstances and situations into someone else's life.
Oh, wow.
That's really the beautiful thing about her work. Mm-hmm.
And even aside from COVID, it's a pretty fascinating project for the year 2021. Like, even when you think about the term children's novel, I mean, when you think about where modern attention spans are today compared to back then, I mean, how do you think audiences might benefit from a slower and more patient form of entertainment?
Well, I think we have these two different worlds happening, which is so interesting because on the visual front, you know, we obviously have, we have the TikToks, we have the Instagrams, we have these shorter visual platforms. We also have longer ones, as we can see. But podcasts are the other extremes. I mean, people are prepared to sit down and listen for anywhere from minutes to hours to going on storytelling, and people are walking around. So I kind of feel like it's a bit like going back to the old days of radio dramas. And in fact, they're actually talking about that now, like it's a new idea, which I just think is hysterical. Like, they're going to do these radio, these dramas, but it's just going to be the voice, and it's all going to be
theater of the mind. What a concept, right?
I think we used to call that radio dramas. Yeah, that before television, before anything, there was radio shows.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's being, or it was written as a children's novel, of course, but what do you want people to take away from this, and why should people invest their time in this version of Emily of New Moon?
Well, I think that, you know, the truth is that Lucy Maud was writing, she wasn't just writing for children, she was writing, and she was writing as a voice and an advocate for young people, as well as characters of many ages that are actually enjoyed deeply, multi-generationally. And it got, there was a movement at a time that simplified and tried to discredit this author. Mm. But the truth is that she really touched upon something and a voice that we all have that speaks not just to children or not just to women or young women. It happens that these characters are young women or are young girls. Mm-hmm. And in the way that Huckleberry Finn is not just something that we think of as a children's novel, they have a very, it's a voice that she just had a beautiful access to. So I think there is something that people identify, feeling ostracized, being bullied, being excluded, the fear of not fitting in, not being wanted. What is my voice? How do I belong? How do I find a voice and a place in the world? That is as much a part of our present-day situation. How do we appreciate and love the natural world? Lucy Maud Montgomery was a huge lover and supporter and conservationist of the natural world. Yeah. We are now at a spot in time. If that isn't one of our critical important issues, nothing else is. I mean, she really was very ahead, very of her time. So I think it's beautiful to listen to.
Well, congratulations on this, Megan Follow. So great to talk to you today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's the actor and director Megan Follows. She narrates the audiobook Emily of New Moon by Lucy Maud Montgomery, newly released by Chatham's Voices in the Wind Audio Theater.
Ran from Clark Bryan, who is now the new owner of Aeolian Hall.